This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. Frank LaRose will be sworn in tomorrow as Ohio's next Secretary of State. The job has a number of responsibilities, but the one getting the most attention in recent years has been the Secretary's role in Ohio elections. I sat down with LaRose to talk about his new position. He says one of the things he's going to be focused on is the conversation surrounding voter fraud and voter suppression.
There tends to be this heated rhetoric, both from the right and from the left, that is really problematic. You hear on the right oftentimes this insistence that there is systemic and widespread voter fraud and we need to do all of these things to prevent that. That's not true. There's not widespread systemic voter fraud. But at the same time, you hear on the left that there's systemic and widespread voter suppression. And that's equally not true. And this is where I always pause to make sure that I'm not taken out of context. Both of those occur. They occur rarely, and they're both very serious. We can tolerate no suppression, and we can tolerate no fraud. Reasonable people should be able to agree that neither one of those is ever acceptable. And so we can put thoughtful public policy in place to prevent suppression and to prevent fraud. But to say that either one is widespread and systemic and happening all the time is unfair. And here's why it's particularly corrosive. It makes the average Ohioan less trustful of our process. It makes people feel as though their voice will not be accurately reflected when they go to the polls.
Things seem, though, so polarized right now, and obviously you've got an R after your name. How do you assure people from the other side of the aisle that you're going to do that?
Well, first of all, you have to lead by example on this. It's not what you say, it's what you do that matters. I think that if you look at my track record over the last 8 years, I've worked well sort of across the aisle. In fact, I always joke that I reject the whole paradigm of the aisle. Like, we're in the room, the state legislature, we're all Ohioans, and some happen to have run under one party label or another. But I've never sort of brought that real tribalism that you see in politics today. I never brought that to my way of doing business in the state legislature, and I certainly won't as the Secretary of State. Even just recently, we announced some hires in our office, including Democrats that are coming to work with me at the Secretary of State office. It's building an environment at the Secretary's office where we focus on doing the work on behalf of Ohioans and leave the partisanship at the door is what we're required to do, and certainly what I'll do as Ohio Secretary of State.
What about, there's been a lot of attention to purging the voter rolls over the last couple of years. I realize technically it was ruled that it's okay, but some people felt it was maybe too aggressive. So is that something you might reexamine? What are your thoughts?
The Secretary's responsibility is to maintain accurate lists. We can balance that responsibility with our desire to maintain a convenient system for Ohio's voters. And what I mean by that is that we can continue working in the direction of creating more automated opportunities to get people registered, to keep them registered, to update their information. In my mind, anytime somebody interacts with state government, which if you stop and think about it, in our daily lives, we interact with state government more than we even realize we do. When we're filing our taxes, when we're getting a fishing license, for heaven's sakes, or renewing our driver's license, any time that you're either physically or virtually in front of state government should present an opportunity to update your address, to update or get registered to vote. That's something that I want to work with the legislature to put in place. I think that we can make better use of things like the National Change of Address Database. I think that we can make better use of a multi-state collaborative called ERIC, where just over half of the states have entered into this information sharing protocol. It was originally sort of conceived by the Pew Foundation as a way to maintain more accurate voter information, such that if somebody moves to another state, we can be notified of that and then update their records here. So when you start talking about it in the sense of database management, it's not quite as sexy as this sort of political talk about purging or not purging or whatever else. It's database management. It's maintaining an accurate list of voters, which is, by the way, both the constitutional and statutory requirement that the Secretary of State has. I'll take that requirement seriously. I'll make sure that we do all we can to maintain accurate lists.
That's Summit County's Frank LaRose, who's being sworn in tomorrow as Ohio's Secretary of State.